You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr.
Down in Honolulu Bay. That's the only way he'll ever know her when he returns to her someday. 'Twas only yesterday he told me I am on my way. Before she gets a chance to scold me, I'll hold her and say, hello, aloha, how are you? I'm bringing you kisses from over the sea. Hello, aloha, how are you? I'm happy to find you still waiting for me. Now I can you, can you, can you, can you, and you can you, can you, ukulele too. And I can wick, and you can whack, and we can wicky, wicky, wacky, woo. Hello, aloha, how are you? I'm glad to be back to Hawaii and you.
Gary Lawrence and his sizzling syncopators, Frank Scafuri, spelled S-C-A-F-U-R-I, on the vocal, Hello, Aloha, How Are You? And that was issued in 1980, maybe recorded before that, but there it was. It maybe have been recorded in 1979, and I try not to think about 1979. That's one of those years you just kind of want to wipe off the calendar. Or maybe not. Maybe your 1979 was better than mine, but some of them aren't that great. And, you know, however it was, there it is. And I like that, and I'll have to play some of the other cuts from that. That's a great album, really. I just dug that up again, too. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr., and I'm always digging things up, and provided they don't get infected, it's fine. The Ricer Trio, which is actually Harry Ricer, 1922, Zez Confrey's War Horse. Actually, it's a kitten, and Kitten on the Keys.
Thank you. forget. In ever sad regret, tomorrow's violets are waiting for you. The roses of today may beam and fade away. Tomorrow's violets are waiting for you. Though April showers may bring skies of gray, they bring the flowers we look for in May. Though life may seem unkind, right at your feet you'll find tomorrow's violets.
Lowne and his orchestra, Irving Kaufman again on the vocal, Tomorrow's Violets, 1929. And yes, why just keep looking forward to it. That's an anti-nostalgia song, by the way. You know, we have to look for tomorrow, and it's full of triteness, but it's good triteness, and it's a good band, and Adrian Rollini's in there playing the bass sax, and you cannot go wrong with that at all. Harold Leonard and his Red Jackets, a band that drives me nuts because I can't figure out why I like them so much. They're not jazz. Maybe it's because they don't use any brass instruments, but every recording I've ever heard by them, by Harold Leonard, is good. That's Fate from 1922 on Jennet, and that must have been played on the show at one point. It's a tune I really like. And beginning with the Reiser Trio, Harry Reiser and Larry Breyers on piano and Nathan Glantz on saxophone, Kitten on the Keys, 1922 on Jennet. There's two Jennets in a row there. That's pretty good. This is Radiola, and we're looking back. This is revisiting some of our some of the things we might have played, or things that we've had a while. And actually, many of these you must have heard on the show already. Here's Guy Lombardo, a Carmen singing, of course. Fats Waller, Andy Razaf tune, 1929. Speaking of fate, well, this says it. My fate is in your hands. Thank you.
What is the verdict? My fate is in your hands. If the charge is loving you, then I'm guilty, dear. Tell me that you love me too, and I'll have no fear. It is you I'm needing, for your love I'm pleading. What is the verdict? My fate is in your hands.
Thank you. her on the square. Mansion or furnished room, she doesn't care when a woman loves a man. Sharing each turn and hill, both going through the mill. Just being miserable gives her a thrill when a woman loves a man. He may be conceited, a weakling who cheated, still one woman in town. Can't help but feel someday you'll settle down. Pile up your seven seas, mountains and rocks and trees. You're up against a thing stronger than these when a woman loves a man.
Jan Garber and his orchestra. Eddie Page singing. Eddie was the guitarist, banjoist with that, with Jan Garber. 1930, When a Woman Loves a Man, and purportedly Adrian Rollini's in there, but there's some doubt about that. But a very nice recording of that, and there's just something about that tune, about the recording, that reminds me of Struggle Buggy. It has that sort of, I don't know if you'd call it an ostinato, and some actual musician will correct me on that, but it has that sort of bass thing going, and it has that. It's just a lovely, lovely recording. And before that, Swanson and Gustav in 1927 on Supertone, which was probably a Janet Electrobeam product. Grandpa's Courtship. Well, what's going on there? We don't know. We don't want to know. Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians, My Fate Is in Your Hands, 1929, on Columbia. Nice, clean copy. I think that was another one my wife picked up at the library sale, and along with a Jan Garber. She found a couple of really good ones there, too, I've played before, too. This is Radiola, and I would be nothing without my wife. I would be something, but it certainly wouldn't be well taken care of. So we're glad about that. And I'm Andy Senior, and I admit I'm just trying to live alone is like trying to move a piano by yourself. You just you can do it, but you really don't want to sometimes. And that Hanshaw and her Sizzling Syncopators, not Gary Lawrence, but there's an Ed Hanshaw again. 1928, I Must Have That Man.
I'm so unhappy, left all alone. Ain't got nobody to love now. The man I long for is not so strong for me. He's not an angel, but I don't care. Perhaps a change will come someday. Whatever he is, I want to be his way. Don't want my mammy, I don't need a friend. My heart is broken, it won't ever mend. I ain't much caring just where I will end, but I must have that man. I'm like an oven that's crying for heat. He treats me awful each time that we meet. It's just unlawful how that boy can cheat, but I must have that man. He's hot as Hades, the lady's not safe in his arms when she's kissed. But I'm afraid that he's cooled off, and maybe I'm ruled off his lips. I'll never be missed. I need that person much worse than just bad. I'm half alive and it's driving me mad. He's only human if he's to be had. I must have that man. Thank you. he's not safe in his arms when she's kissed. But I'm afraid that he's cooled off and maybe I'm ruled off his list. I'll never be missed. I need that person much worse than just bad. I'm half alive and it's driving me mad. He's only human if he's to be had. I must have that man. That's all.
Was just as sad a place for me as could be. I was lonely and blue. This old world then changed to paradise for me suddenly. Why? Because I met you. All the wealth and power I may never find, still as long as I have you, dear, I won't mind, for I'll get by as long as I have you. Though there be rain and darkness too, I'll not complain, I'll laugh it through. Poverty may come to me,
nursing a grouch.
Is that right, Denny? I didn't know you were sick.
Oh. would you give to be single again?
My wife.
Oh, oh, oh.
Say, Denny, you know my girl is saving the kisses?
Oh, yeah? Is that right, Julie? Well, I'd like to see the collection.
Oh, oh, oh.
Julie Wentz and his Mayflower Orchestra, Dinty Curtis singing most of that, and Julie's talking there on that, too. There's a lot of chatter, a lot of dumb jokes there, but great band, 1930, The Man from the South. And I want to mention here that Brian Wright at Rivermont Records is assembling a CD of Julie Wentz material, probably a better copy of The Man from the South than I've got you there, because that's a rough copy, but had to play it. But if you happen to have anything by Julie Wentz, either on the Harmony labels, it's Harmony, Velvetone, or Diva, or Perfect, or Path of Actuelle, get in touch with him. He particularly is looking for a copy of Pretending, which I believe was Harmony 906H. So if you have that, which is the flip side of the Golden Gate Orchestra playing Deep Night. So if you have that, he's looking to put together a Julie Wentz CD, and you will get credit like you wouldn't believe. You'll be given a ticker tape parade, in fact, if you can come up with a copy of that sounds like it hasn't been used in the outfield. Or in the infield would even be worse, I suppose. Ruth Etting, I'll Get By. Great playing there, all the usual suspects. Minuti Lang, oh boy, 1928, good sound. Annette Hanshaw and her Sizzling Syncopators, I Must Have That Man, 1928. This is Radiola, and I must, and Brian must have that record. So, yeah, Pretending by Julie Wentz, get in touch with him. And this is, I'm Andy Sr., and I'm feeling all these different inquiries and trying to keep this music alive and out there and happy and fun and good, which it ought to be, and not in contrast to real life. Benny Moten's Kansas City Orchestra, James Rushing, as it says on the label, I Want to Be Around My Baby All the Time, 1931.
If you lived in a foreign land, Rocking chair, sure gonna get me. All I do is pray the Lord above will let me walk in the sun once more. Can't go on, everything I've had is gone. Stormy weather, since my gal and I ain't together, keeps raining all the time, keeps raining all the time.
Saxophones, come on out with it. Look at what you did to me.
Love, you funny thing. You haven't any sympathy.
Boys, you come along and bring happiness into my heart.
Then, you funny thing, you go and tear right apart. my life was just heaven low. Someone made it seem that way. Then for no reason she let me go. Do you call that fair play? Oh, I'm just wondering what the end is going to be. Love, you funny thing, why don't you bring her back to me?
Louis Armstrong, again, the other side of that great Columbia that I have. Love You Funny Thing, sounds good. 1932, oh boy. Good recording there. And, yeah. Paul Tremaine's orchestra singing Stormy Weather in 1933, a very early recording of that. And I stuck in between two jazz guys there. I didn't mind doing that. It's a good recording. And that's one of those nice bluebirds from that era. Pretty good sound. Benny Moten's Kansas City Orchestra. James Rushing, or Jimmy as we would call him. I Want to Be Around My Baby All the Time, 1931 on Victor. And this is Radiola, and we are playing all shellac and a couple of things pressed on vinyl. But we're mostly, these are all records. So deal with it. And I am. I love it. The Kentucky Grasshoppers on Banner, 1929. Jack Teagarden, Benny Goodman. Oh, my goodness. Making friends. Yeah, that's what you got to do. Make friends.
Mighty water, Lord, sleep in a hollow, Lord. And to be away up here in New York, treated like a dirty dog. Doo 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 doo. I love
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where Harlem sits? For another rib, spangled gowns upon a bevy of high brown from down the levee, all misfits, putting on the rib. Why, that's where each and every Lulu Belle goes every Thursday evening with her swell bow rubbing elbows. Come with me and we'll attend their jubilee and see them spend their last 2 bits putting on the rib.
Dan Garber again, Maxwell Covert, who, if that's not a pseudonym, then it's a really strange name, he said, who has a strange name here, putting on the Ritz, 1930, and if you can think of, you can listen to that without thinking of Young Frankenstein, you're way too young. That was, yes, oh yes. Yes, that's a good one. And that was, again, from the library sale. Very nice copy of that. And, yeah, it's worth hearing. Kentucky Grasshoppers, Making Friends, 1929. And, yes, see, that's what Frankenstein was doing, was making friends. He was making them out of spare parts. This is Radiola, and I make this show out of spare parts every week. I'm Andy Sr., and I'm putting nothing on, and I've got a strange name, I admit it. But at least it's not Frankenstein. Although some days I feel a bit like him. I'm not the man himself, but his the friends he made. And this is I want to thank you for walking backwards down memory lane with me, looking forward while walking backward, and enjoying the view as we bump into things that are approaching us. Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians in 1929, and you can't live without this either. A little kiss each morning, a little kiss at night.
Remember one little thing, a little kiss each morning, a little kiss at night, Who cares if hard luck may be ahead? An empty cupboard, a crust of bread, a little kiss each morning, a little kiss at night. Dreams may disappoint me, as they often do. Bring your tears to me, dear, I'll bring mine to you. Though hair so golden may turn to gray, I'll call you sweetheart the same old way. A little kiss each morning, a little kiss at night.